The rise of the blogger and the expansion of social media have brought with them an increase in the sheer number of words we're given to read, without necessarily giving us more in the way of good writing. On the positive side, it's refreshing to find that more and more of us are being moved to express ourselves through the written word. And a seasoned author and writing coach like Tom Peake, a novelist who lives on Hawaii Island, wants through his workshops to help newly minted writers find that distinctive voice within.
I think we're inundated these days with all kinds of talk and words from other people, celebrities, news pundits, and yet we're the people that are living in the world where the rubber meets the road.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all kinds of interesting stories, perspectives on what's happening in society. And so I always encourage people to write and to get to know what their own voice is and what their own views are and what their own stories are, and then to trust them.
Well, you know, as you said, Tom, there certainly is a flood of verbiage out there. I'm not sure I'm seeing a consequent growth of literary craft with it.
Well, I think part of that is that people are used to writing off the cuff without writing a practice that leads them to a deeper level of understanding,
mm-hmm.
or a deeper level of expression, or their own unique way of expressing. And we're actually encouraging people in this upcoming workshop who are bloggers, for example, or do a lot of things on Facebook, to come, because how do we apply some of the kinds of techniques that I've taught over the years, Natalie Goldberg's writing down the bones kind of things. How do we expose that group who are writing all the time but maybe haven't learned how to go deeper and further into their own unique way of expression?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to just reproduce more verbiage that's a mirror reflection of all the other stuff in the social media and the blogosphere and the television. What we're really interested in, especially in Hawaii, which is a unique place, is what really fountains up or bubbles up from this kind of place in the kind of writing that people do. And
yeah,
that is likely to be very different. I think back to Daryl Lum's and Eric Chalk's sort of groundbreaking work many years ago, where they said, hey, how come we're not writing in the language we actually speak, which is pidgin?
Mm-hmm.
And they were standing there against a tsunami of sort of mass media, other kinds of communication. And as soon as they began to publish that stuff, there was this deep resonance in the island culture,
mm-hmm.
that said, hey, that's my voice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's my story. And I think that there are so many other aspects of life that are not being represented in literature, in storytelling, in the blogosphere, because people haven't learned how to make that connection between their life and their own writing. And that's what we hope to stimulate in the workshop.
A lot of the writing that is out there and on blogs and things like that strikes me, Tom, as kind of first draft writing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not particularly crafted. It's not considered. It just sort of spilled out. And while there's some things about that, there are also some drawbacks to that, aren't there?
Yes. And, you know, in other kinds of workshops, I teach people how to take their first draft material and look at it in an intuitive way to go deeper and uncover more what they want to do. So that, you know, ultimately, people say, I have heard other writers say, good writing really is rewriting.
Mm-hmm.
But there's part of the reason for that problem in the blogosphere, I think, is also that the initial writing process is flawed in that people are often reacting to things they've read or seen or heard. So what they're writing is sort of, in a weird way, derivative of what they actually are reacting to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think I highly recommend to your viewers Natalie Goldberg's Writing Down the Bones, because that's a way, that provides kind of a process through which people separate themselves from that inundation of verbiage, as you call it, and just sit down under a set of simple rules that is really a more natural way of, you know, what story is already in me? And I think that the blogosphere, and then write it without censorship, and then I agree with you that ultimately you want to edit those things, but there's a it isn't all at the back end. A lot of it's at the front end. It's how do you begin to immediately go deeper? Mm-hmm. And what Goldberg says is you need to be less self-conscious about what you're writing. Now, that sounds like a contradiction to quality writing, but actually, when we think of the very best writing, it's when it carries a kind of resonance because the writer wasn't thinking, oh, this is my audience. I'm going to, you know, write something that I can feed to them. What happens is they're struck with a kind of revelatory moment or a deep set of emotions, and then they probe and probe and probe on their own, and then ultimately, through revision, they do that to the extent, to the point where they present then a really whole story that is a reflection of what they, as a person who've walked in the world, have experienced in the world and is now sharing to other people.
And a lot of times, Tom, the good stuff is there in the first draft. It just needs to be edited and polished and sort of brought to the fore, don't you think?
Yes, and in fact, what happens, what I've often told my writing students is that now go back and read the work, not to find out whether you're a good writer or not, but to, with compassion, look at what you've missed, particularly missed opportunities. Don't just look for the mistakes, because writing is a series of steps.
Mm-hmm.
The first step is to find out, well, what really is on your mind and get it out there. Once you let that get cold for a little bit and then go back and read it, it's amazing how you realize that first draft then propels you to a deeper level that's actually more to the point of why you sat down to write.
Mm-hmm.
And so people sometimes ask me, well, how many drafts is this novel, or how many drafts did you do this commentary for the Advertiser or something? And I, you know, it's many drafts. Sometimes it's five drafts.
Sure.
Or in particular paragraphs to get it exactly so the words are exactly what you really see and feel.
Tom Peake is the author of Daughters of Fire and a longtime writing coach. He'll give a workshop called Writing on the Wild Side on Saturday, January 23rd at the Volcano Art Center. And you can find out more about Tom and his work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.